的时候你心里更不舒服，然后掐你心里更不舒服，你哪里这样的哈多那我还要上门你的乐乐意识你这个对了手动机如果你现在不在意买你那些这个 original call 我们说的 word word echo 你可能够怎么这是这样的意思啊，这样的意思还没有我一些喊的哦，上面你我是说说 why is there a need 你别人的 people 你可以为什么一定是喊别人的 knowledge because those who stand there will certainly hear the original call of the shoulder the end in the hood is a very thing sometimes the one who stands outside will also hear the original call of the shoulder and sometimes you only hear an echo if you're not wrong so then it is not good the end in the hood is a cheap wash on the yard you do a normal shop on the yard if they have to care and say fuck this day sometimes you blow it into the pockets of the battle so you might produce an echo the chayitzeva in kem shepa shama yotza in kem avoa shama lo yotza in so the awache is that if somebody hears the call shofar call shofar another original call so it's not it in his field with kea bibay the olof which libay I suppose he started to blow the shofar while he was in the Meir and then in the midst of the blowing he walked out of the Meir Baruch Hu Tzlibeya Bibon Bo Yotza Shekol Ma Sheshoma Bein Bifin Bein Yechul Tzol Yechul Shefa because whatever he heard so the part of the call Shofar that he heard while he was still in the Meir couldn't have been Yitla Bo and then the part of the call Shofar that he heard outside of the world so that was blown outside of the ball so it, again it wasn't a killer ball on echo so is it the chayim oisam shoyi bubei or the chilas at kiyo are also it hashimei amitzas kiyo shomoi bechiyuvi kitos abechiyu oi sheim amitikiyam bisasim kibisasim kavei mitziyami ni bechivosim mitoka umboshach bo shiyot kiyo is lo yotza suppose the, at the very outset when he started to blow the shofar so it was not in my sandwich because he was misasim or he was mechavim mishemitzveh according to the day and he passed like that that mitzvah stefes kavole so at the outset when he started to blow the shofar so it wasn't in my sandwich it wasn't in the shemitzveh either because of misasim or because he wasn't mechavim so but he sounded he prolonged it he extended it so long that it had a shio of that kio after he wasn't misasi after he had come so it's loyot because the beginning was not the beginning of the shofar so it was not a kio of mitzvah the yenche shio of kio the chiyo so then if he extended it so that the chiyo after he had a kabon so there was enough for the shiur of kiyo so is it but we passed like the first lashon that if at the beginning when he started to blow so it wasn't a kiyo shel mitzvah for whatever reason it wasn't a kiyo shel mitzvah either because he was misasik or because he was mechavel or suppose he started to blow just a few seconds before Amal HaShach and then he extended it into the day after Amad HaShachar so again so we passed him by the first portion that is not it we all have been in Shoma Mitzvah Satkiyo Kilavo he at the beginning when he started to blow so he heard it as a record Kishon HaKiyah Bidei Yavun in the Chayus in the end Satkiyo Yotz on the Chutz and then the Bodhikiyah the end Satkiyah he came out and he extended it for a long time after he came out from the Meir so again so according to the first question that's the way he passed me he's not it
who's going to go left we can't get married
you know that they're not going to get married I don't know
No, not God. You made cuts in the suit. He's not giving you.
According to Mordechai, you can't. It's going to be true.
What?
Because Mordechai said my time isn't set up for a marriage. It isn't right for marriage.
Yeah.
Marriage.
My life must have changed since then. Now I'm going to marry.
My sister did it.
Your sister did it? She did. Stop it. She's amazing. It doesn't have to support me.
Alright, so the question is, Bishlama, I understand why we have to get her consent. Because Shaptu Tachachalam Afrikanus Melashashira, she Torah Kasuza, so it was made for her. But why do we need his consent? Why do we need his consent? So I think this goes back to the only soul that I said.
Yeah.
I don't understand
the
problem.
The same question he asked the Ramban.
Wait a minute, because he's supposed to get married.
No, if she says, listen, I'm going to get married Sunday, why should he have the right to say, no, let's get married?
He'd have no
chance to
set up.
Well, he's
high
on
his
own.
In other words, So have a smaller suit.
No, 1 minute. So he's hiring his own.
He's welcome.
There are some that say that.
Well, you're not having a tie-up.
I don't understand why. So he's hiring his own suit, but he's still, if you can force her to get married now, I said, if you want, to get married now. And he can't force her. She said, no.
What?
We want them to get married now, right?
We want. Yeah.
And she doesn't want to get married now. Right?
Yeah.
She wants to get married before then, right?
Yeah.
So he's not half himself. And he's not half to marry her either. He's certainly not half to marry her until the following Tuesday. Till the following Wednesday.
He's not trying to marry her until the following Wednesday.
Yeah, but the engagement is not.
Yeah, he's not trying to marry her until the following Wednesday. Yeah,
and
no,
Why? Because the following Wednesday is...
Why can't she say, I want to get married someday?
Because the year's not up.
No, we're talking after the year.
The year ends Shabbos.
She says, I want to get married
tomorrow. But she's not, she can't be in love for anymore. We said something like that, wouldn't we? In Shul, we said something like, if you're mortal, if she says she's mortal, the truth is she's...
Alright, but the answer is...
The answer is
based on the Yisrael that I said, that the Chachamim gave him the same Zman they gave her. In other words, they have a year's time, right?
Yeah.
But they have a year's time. If she's in Sula, if she's not Mana, it's 30 days. The question is, that's good for why she has a year's time or why she has 30 days. But why should this time be dependent on her status?
Because
the answer is because Chachamim gave him the time that they gave her. So Mela, when Chachamim told her she has the right to postpone it till Wednesday, so Chachamim said to him, he also has the right to postpone it till Wednesday. Because they gave him the same time they gave her. So Mela, that's why the Ram says that.
Now, why can't you just say that? I would first of all, for psychological reasons.
Huh?
Why can't you just say that because psychological reasons that she really wants it?
Which is what we said last week?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Why did the doctor have to start?
This one is better.
Alright, now.
Tell me the editor is.
What?
I keep telling the editor is more, so this one's better. Now, the. Now, let's take a look. Let's take a look. At the Rambam in the Facetious. Do you have a Rambam here?
No.
No. I have a Rambam in the Facetious. I'll show you something. Enjoy getting one.
No, I don't want to see. Okay. Can I see it here? Yeah, I saw the Rambam Shmuel. Thank you.
Shlomo.
Huh?
What kind of Shlomo?
Who?
What kind of Shlomo?
No, that's not very well. All right. Now take a look
Rambam.
At the Rambam Perek Yud Mehochos, we don't have it, Tilchos Ishus.
The last halacha. Hi, Asher.
Now the Rambam says
that's when he talks about the person leader.
So when she enters chuppah, she's considered a nesua. Who should they rule be? Avulim hayis or nida? But if she was a nida, afapi shenichnasa lechupa v'nishachinima lo gavu hanesuin b'harei him karusa adam. So the Rambam says that the chupa is not a good chupa if she's a nida. What is the source of that Rambam? The source of that Rambam is our Gemara. Because our Gemara says, our Gemara says here, asked Shaila, Pirsa Nida, so the Gemara says, but there, so there's a whole shadow that you have to be ma'al of his onus, you don't have to be ma'al of his onus. Now, why don't you have to be ma'al of his onus? Why don't you have to be ma'al of his onus? The answer is because she's not roi. We paskin that way, the Rambam paskin that way. She's not roi for chuppah. She's not roi for chuppah. Take a look at Rambam, halach yutas there, v'chein m'cholahu ohi, osha pierce nida, kishyegiyaz man, eina ma'u amazonis, sha're eina ru'uya li nase, achati toher o achatafri. So in other words, because you can't have chuppah. So this was the source of the halach of the Rambam. So, on the basis of this, the Rambam is asking that chuppah's need is not coming. The Ran, however, is cold. And the Ran paskin is that chuppah's need is cold. The Kasha against the Rambam is from the Gemara and that Nazarim Yavamis. The Gemara there says, Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos, that's the Almanah, the Kohen Gadol, etc. So the Chuppah L'Psulos. Now, the Rambam Shita, the question is, what is chuppah? You have to understand, what is chuppah? What is chuppah? So, the Rambam Shita is that chuppah, take a look at the Perek Asiri Halachalot, the Rambam Perek Yud Halachalot of Chassidus. So the Rambam says there, Harusa Asur LeBailim Yidei Beisof Kolz Man Shibi Beis Adiyah VaHabar Rusa Asur LeBeis Chalav Maknos Amakas Marks VaFilu Kitcha Vidiyah Suavo Leha VYashniv LeBeis Adiyah Achi Yavi Olsa Lesof Beisav Yishachar Yimadi Afrishana Lo VYichud Zeh Hu Hanikra Kniso L'Chupo VaHu Hanikra Is Nesur L'Chol Mokko. So the Rambam's Lashon is Achiyavi Oso. So the Rambam says Achiyavi Oso Lesov Beiso V'Yishyachin Ima V'Yachrishen Olo. So the Rambam says that from the Rambam it appears that there's a double aspect in Chuppah. Magnishna points out that according to the Rambam there's a double aspect in Chuppah. One is Hachnasa L'Rishis. He has to take her to her captain's house. There are many sheets what chuppah is. The thing that you're
canopy.
The canopy. Although most sheets don't call that. Some say it means this German still. They place a talus over the two of them.
What do you mean a talus? Like a canopy?
It's not like a canopy. Mafresh taliso, a flesh of the Gemara. Place a talus over the two of them. On top of them, they wear one talus.
Have you ever been to where you went to?
Yes. Then, the Sephardim also do it. Then, some say that it means Yichud. Some say it means the placing of the veil, Badekin, as we call it. Placing of the veil on the Kala. Some say it's sitting in a makom, staying in a makom hamyuchat l'chasam l'kala. Some say it means his taking her into his rishus, his house. The Rambam Shita seems to be that if there's a double aspect of chuppah, that one aspect of chuppah is his taking her into his house. There are two prerequisites of chuppah. Taking her into his house, secondly, means these are the two aspects of chuppah according to Rambam. It might appear. So, this is what some say. We'll go more into it next time. We'll go more into next time, but some say that according to the Rambam Shita, this is one approach, we've been discussing a number of approaches to the Rambam Shita, that inasmuch as there's a double aspect of chuppah, so in other words, one aspect of chuppah, which aspect is also machlokes achronim, but one aspect of chuppah is valid even when she's a nidah, and one aspect of chuppah is not valid when she's a nidah. And the Medayik is in the Lashon HaRambam, because the Rambam says, "Kevin shenichnasu harusu l'chuppa, harei zu meteres lovo ola v'cholei sheyitza, v'harei ishto gemura v'chol tov." So he talks about ishto gemura. U'mishitikonis l'chuppa nikris nesua, apa pishu lo nivola, v'hu shetehirua l'bila, avalim hayis anida, but if she was anida, understand? Apa pisha nichnasa l'chuppa v'nishyachin ima l'gomru ha'nesuin. The nesuin are not completed. So the medayik from the Rambam that if she's a nidah, the nesuin are not complete, but the nesuin began. Now, so in other words, that's how they answer the stira. The Gemara in Yevamos says yesh chuppa l'psulos, yesh chuppa l'psulos. So it's talking there in regard to passeling her for truma, to passeling her for certain dinim. Why? Because chuppah began, but chuppah was not concluded.
If you begin half, you don't get. She doesn't. So she's not working anything. She's not.
No, right. That's what. Well, maybe certain things. That's all in the discussion there. Front of the video tomorrow. What what is dependent upon which hemicycle. There's all kinds of shittas on that. Some say certain things depend on this, and so others say it's dependent on that. But this is, but what the idea is to go through these Gemaras here and to see which ones. But there's a sheet of the base mayor here. But anyway, so so in other words, there are two aspects. The main thing is there are two aspects of Chuppah. There are two aspects of Chuppah. So it is so in Mela, so when the Gemara of Yavama says that Chuppah is Kone, it's talking about one aspect. Which aspect? That's a Machlokes. Some say it's the yuchad, some say it's the achnas of rishus. However, and you have a Rambam chelik obviously around here, Perek Zayin, the Hilchos Truma, around Perek Zayin.
Truma isn't it the
second chelik? The second chelik? The second chelik?
No.
See, the Rambam passes.
At least the peanut room is cut.
Huh?
At least the peanut room.
Clean down my fingers.
Because
people have, like, they try to
clean
on the outside.
Clean it, sorry.
So, the Rambam passes the Perek Zayin of the Chuppah, that Chuppah passes, that Chuppah is called, so the answer is because one aspect of Chuppah is called, which one will go into it? That's one approach it somehow. Now, others say the following thing. In other words, whether we say chuppah's kona, in other words, chuppah's kona, if this moment is the most royal of bia, if she's omei for bia, so now what does omei mean? Omei doesn't mean that she is mutter. But let's say, no, it's like this, you see. Someone, an almana who marries a kohen gadol, there won't be a moment in which she'll be royal of bia. So this moment is as omei to be as any other moment. Understand? This moment is as omei to be as any other moment. Understand? So the Leila, Salman Gumara there is talking about Amonu Lekohen Gadol. Amonu Lekohen Gadol. So true, it's usher. But we paskin, the fact that it's usher is irrelevant. But now it's muksher. In other words, this time is as good as any other time for me. It's always us. About my own kind of God. So in other words, so Melos, by our mother, according to Melos, it's Kona, because there is no better moment. Mashiach came by, neither she has a Shas Tahara. So there is a better moment. So she's not Omeg now for Bia. You see, by our mother, according to the true Bia is also. But she's not, so she's only, but the fact that he took her as his wife, she's only now for Bia. Not up he did, but she's only now for Bia. Mashiach came by Nidah, she's not only now for Bia. This is the second tariff. That was the third tariff. All right, but the third tariff will release it tomorrow. Oh.
unless three kriyas will be realized in the Sefer Torah. Molim ben kriyasato litki ashayta. Now the Bais Yosef mentions that in the name of the Trumas HaDeshen, and the term given by the Trumas HaDeshen is because Mila, that's Pri Savron, and the shofar, and the shofar is one of the timing of the shofar, Chazal say, is to reminisce the Akedas Yitzchok. Lomo taking Bishalayim, Rabbi says, Kidil Haskir Eli Shal Yitzchok. So Mela, the Pri's Mila, that's Pri's Shal Avron, and shofar is to commemorate the Akedas Yitzchok. So Mela, the Pri's Shal Avron should take place before the Tkiyas, which is for the purpose of commemorating the Akedas Shal Yitzchok. That's the term that the Trumas HaDeshen mentions. However, the Biur Agro mentions another term, and that involves a big chiddush. He says, because a bris takes place more often than Tkiyas Shefa. Tkiyas Shefa takes place once a year. I mean, twice a year, I mean 2 days Rosh Hashanah, but the bris, I mean, takes place on the whole so many times. There is a bris every day, I mean, in one Jewish home. So that involves a big chiddush. The Trumas HaDeshen doesn't mention that time. Why? Because very simple, according to Trumas HaDeshen, so Todeh Rishene Todeh Todeh Kedem is only shayach if the mitzvah is a mitzvah that is contingent upon time, and it's more frequent in terms of time, so then we say Todeh Rishene Todeh Todeh Kedem. But Pris Mila is not contingent upon time. It's not contingent upon time. So, but it just happens accidentally. It happens to be more frequent than Tkiyas Shefa. But Tkiyas Shefa is contingent upon time. On Rosh Hashanah you have to blow Shefa. Pris Mila, you have to be mal on the eighth day the child is born. It's not contingent upon any time. So Mimele, according to Mr. Deshen, we cannot apply the aloha of Todeh Rishene Todeh Todeh Kedem, because it's only accidental, the fact that Mila is more Todeh, is more frequent than Tkiyas Shefa. It's an accidental, it's not an essential fact. So, apparently, but according to the Groh, so even when the Dirus, the frequency, is only accidental, not essential, so we still apply the aloha of Todeh Rishene Todeh Todeh Kedem.
Now, it's not mentioned in the Gemara, but the Rosh at the end of Tzachim mentions it also, because the Gabe Shofar, the Torah says, Yen Kuli Elohem, and Gabe Kitzira Tzoyimea. So the Torah also employs the term Lohem, and by Oimea, so the Torah says, Chermi Shvakomo. So we say, Altikho Bakomo Elohim. So the Kitzira Tzoyimea has to be the Amide. So Mimele by Tkiyas Shefa also has to be done, but it's not mentioned in the Gemara. The Minagim Tkiya Al Abimo B'Mochim Shekel. So the Minagim is to be Tkiya on the Bim. Kedem Sheyitka seed. You need to know a few Chesed Hashem. Unless it's a very long seed, so then you learn happy seed. And then, every evening, at the end of the evening Seder, just 10 minutes before my age, so you learn a seed in Yilchas Sukkah. Now, the first seed in Yilchas Hashem, so it's Simen Tov Kuf Peyal. Dimei Yimei Kachnunim Ve'erev Reish Hashem. Me'agim Lokum Ve'ashmeres. Reima Sliches Ve'kachnunim Mirish Chedesh Eru Ve'ilich Adim Atikor. Now this is the Mechaba. I mean, the Mechaba mentions the minhag of the Svarav. So the minhag of the Svarav is to get up Ve'ashmeres before dawn and to say Sliches the whole Chedesh Eru. But Bnei Ashkenaz, the minhag of Bnei Ashkenaz is not like that. So the Rambam says, ומנהג מאשכנז אין כן, אלא מחש חידש ואילך מסחיל נתקע אחר התחיל השחץ. In other words, the Bnei Ashkenaz also do something, the whole Chiv Shel, but that's in regard to tears. And the basis for blowing the shofar after davening every day in Chiv Shel is because Moshe Rabbeinu was all Sinai, so on Rosh Chodeshel, and the Jews in the Midbar, they sounded the shofar every day to inform every Jew that Moshe is not seen, because Moshe was all on the Har Sinai to be Mikabel the second Luchas. So because of that, even the Ashkenaz, who do not say Sliches every day in Chodeshel, but they blow the show. ומנהג מאשכנז אין כן, אלא מראש חודש ואילך מסחיל לתקיח ואפיל לשחץ. ויש מכנס שתקן גם כנאז. ועשית מכנס, ובי בלו דשאו פה even at night. But we don't have that meaning. ועידים באשמרס, or in the far as Sliches is concerned, so that the Ashkenaz, the Bnei Ashkenaz, they start that in the week before Rosh Hashanah. ועידים באשמרס, אלא מסליחס, ועם א' שלפני ראש השונו, ועם כל ראש השונו באיזו גימו, עוז מסכימים מיום א' שבוע של חונו. So, the reason is to why we do say Sliches. We do say Sliches in the week before Rosh Hashanah is because there was a minhag by certain people to fast every day of the Aseres Yemei Teshuvah. But there are 4 days in the 10 days of the Aseres Yemei Teshuvah when one cannot fast. The 2 days Rosh Hashanah, one cannot fast. There is a Shiva Sagen in the time of Rosh Hashanah, you do fast, but I mean, but it's only for the Chidei Segula, even those who say that you do fast, but normally you cannot fast on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and then Shabbos Teshuvah you cannot fast, and Erev Yom Kippur you cannot fast. So you have 4 days on which you cannot fast. So in order to make up 4 days on which you may be able to make up 10 days of times, so then those who are late to fast between Rosh Hashanah and Kesel Osir, so in order to make up for the 4 days, they fast in the week before Rosh Hashanah. So Mimele, since they fast and 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, so they say Sliches also. Now, sometimes Rosh Hashanah is on Thursday like this year. So then we have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But you know, but sometimes Rosh Hashanah is on Monday and Tuesday. But in order to have uniformity, so Mimele, the minhag is that we should always start Sliches on the first day of the week, on the Sunday. The Mitzvah Shabbos or Sunday morning before dawn, the first day of the week. So if Rosh Hashanah is on Thursday, like as this year, so then we have 4 days. But if Rosh Hashanah is on Monday, so then we start the Sliches on the Sunday of the week before. And then there's another reason as to why 4 days of Sliches. Because by Korbanos there is a halacha that it requires bikur, inspection, 4 days before the hakrava of the korb. Now, in respect to all the miyadim, the Torah says v'ikrachtem. But in respect to Rosh Hashanah, the Torah employs the expression v'asiseh. And the Midrash says that a person, a Jew, should make himself into a korban. What does a korban mean? Korban means to come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So in other words, on Rosh Hashanah, a person has to search his heart and to remake himself spiritually. And by that way, he'll come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So every Jew should consider himself as a korban. And since a korban requires bikur of Dalet Yomim Kedem Da'akove, as some male, a Jew requires bikur in himself, self-searching, self-inspection of his heart. So 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. So male, that's why the minhag developed to start sliches on the first day of the week in order to have 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. So he says, "Vendi bashneres v'masliches v'yimalef shulifnei shashonah v'imchol reshashonah beis v'gimul oz maschilim v'yimalef shavua shulifonah v'yoveil oso lotis v'beisei k'gul k'meis v'beis ha'knesses v'shmeya ha'sliches l'uvad v'erev reshashonah shemar v'msliches yochil oveil k'meis v'beis ha'knesses." In other words, a noble, he's still shiva, he's not allowed to walk out of the house. So the halacha is that even for the purpose of saying sliches, so he's not allowed to walk out, except Erev Rosh Hashanah Shemar Bim Sliches. So not only Teich Shiva is allowed to go to the Sakneses to say sliches. V'idagdiku l'arzer ha-chashliach tzibur ha-yeser hodun v'ha-yeser bodil b'teiro v'maisim she'efshel limtzei she'ispalil sliches v'yomim nerod v'she'yehei ben shleishim shon. That's all min hodun. But the basis for it is because La'avidas Alevim, so the Levi had to be Shleishi 30 years old. So because of that, if possible, so then he should, the one that is the Shliach Tzibur, and the Meroi should be the Shleishi Shom. And Gam Shehei Mos. Why? Because the Shliach Tzibur Am Yom Neroim, especially on Kippur, is in King God. So, especially Tfilas Musafim, because of David. But the Minhagi is to be Machmir in regard to Rosh Hashanah also. So, and by in regard to King God and Yom Kippur, in regard to King God, the halacha was that he had to be in Yosef. If he was not married, he couldn't fulfill the functions of the King God. So because of that, if possible, so we should look for someone who is married as the Shliach Tzibur for Yom Noroi. Miu kol Yisroel k'sheirimei, rak sheyie merutza liko. In other words, when is it proper to look for someone who is married? In other words, if the one who is married has all the qualifications that the unmarried person has, plus the fact that is married. But if someone is more hogun b'maisov, the one that is not married, and the one who is married is not as hogun b'maisov as the one that is not married, so of course, so the proper thing is to engage the one that is not married and who is more hogun b'maisov as the Shliach Tzibur for Yom Noroi. Now, but there is one tnai, is that he has to be merutza liko. Avol mispalu b'chazoko in eini nachovome. So it's a special halacha in the Shliach Tzibur that the Shliach Tzibur has to be mirutza likor. V'chei tzorek shelei tzikol odom b'tulose. V'yi alei seinei u'michadin shaloi lei tziei gam oyavo v'yei tzim b'tulose. Gam oyei tzim b'tulose. So that's a special halacha in Shliach Tzibur and in Tfilah b'Tzibur that he is michadin and not be made to certain members of the Tzibur. So then, even those who are his friends, whom he is mechavim to be made to, are not Yeitze Yida. This is a special halacha only in Tfilah the Tzibur. He does not, my father said, he does not, there was once a shayla, so he does not apply to Kriyas HaTorah. There was once a shayla where a certain person, about three, so when he started to read the Torah, it's about three. So he said, "I'm having not to be made see so and so. This person, And then the Shaira came up, where he was Yitzchak with the Torah, and my father passed me that he was Yitzchak with the Torah, even though the Baltriya said he's having not to be Yitzchak, this person whom he didn't like. The Yesh became his Neyagim, Shamispalu Slichais, Mispalu Kalayim. Now the minhag is that the one who says the Slichais, he should be Mispalu all the Tfilas. And some say that he did the Nairi of the night before, because it's the same day, so he should also be Mispalu. Some say only Shachris and Minche, but Shachris and Minche, everybody agrees that the one who says the Sliches should be Mispalel Shachris and Minche. There is a Machlekes Achreinim in regard to the case of the Yahrzeit, whether the one who is the Yahrzeit, so whether he should daven, even though he doesn't say the Sliches. Some say yes and some say no, but we are making if somebody is Yahrzeit. But someone is not a Yahrzeit, so if he doesn't say the Sliches, so he shouldn't daven. So somebody else who says the Sliches should daven before the Omer. However, somebody is a novel, even though he didn't say the Sliches, so he can still daven from one Natsiah. Ah. Alright, so you can still carry the Rabban. Rapto, Kuches Veshashono, Simon Top, Kuk Pilale, Seal Days. Neagim, we Sanais, Erev Rosh Hashanah. In other words, that Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Minek to the Nisane is universal. Then the Ramo says, the Amdag the King, Noagu, Shekol Echod Nisane Asor Yomi. What I mentioned yesterday, this is not so universal. And so only the Midagdikim, they are Misane, not just Erev Rosh Hashanah, but 10 days corresponding with Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and then, but there are 4 days in the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and week you could not fast, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and Shabbat Tshuva, and Erev Yom Kippur, so to make up for these 4 days, they fast, and the 4 days of Slichas. So they have 10 days. So that's only the Midagdikim, but Erev Rosh Hashanah, so it's universally observed as it comes. V'chei nochel asas, v'chol eilu hataniyeis ein tzorech lahashem. Because that these taniyeis, a real tanis, is a tanis that sheshok all of chamo, that means up to tzeis hakechovim. But if he doesn't fast up to tzeis hakechovim, it's not a real tanis. Now these taniyeis of fasting in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, so it's not a real tainis. One does not fast until Tzeis HaKippurim, but he doesn't have to be mashlim. Until when? So it's mentioned. It's mentioned in Tov Kuf Samech that in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, when you fast, you have to fast only till Plag HaMincha, and then you can break the fast. Ve'im keirim behem v'chal, afilu erev Rosh Hashanah. Now, so he says that even Erev Rosh Hashanah, which is universally observed as a tainis, so still, by how we don't read. Now, the halacha is, it's mentioned in Simen Tov Kuf Samech Vov, that if the tzibur is gezer a tainis, outsorates, so then you can, if it's a real tainis tzibur, so then you have to read by how. And also the Shliach Tzibur has to recite the Broche of Aneinu B'Shemu Malchus Bin Geyal Reif. That is if the Tzibur is Geza Tainis Al Atzotz. What if the Tzibur fasts because of Tshuve? So in Simen Tov Kuf Samech Vov there are two Lishenes in the Mechaber. One motion in the Mechaber is that only if Bezdin was Geza Tainis Al Atzotz, so then, the Shliach Tzibur has to say the Broche Bin Geyal Reitei, and there is Kriya Vaychal. But if, even though Bezdin was Gezer, but on the basis of Tshuva, not a Latzoreis, so then there is no Kriya Vaychal. And then another Loshin, in the top of Samach Vov, is that even if the Tainis was Nigza, because of Tshuva, not a Latzoreis, so So still, if we read Vachal and the Shliach Tzibur recites the broche, the extra broche bingeel of an angel bingeel read. Now, so Bishleime, according to the Loshin in the Mechavan and Simen Tov Kuf Samach Vov, that when a kindness is observed because of tshuva, not because of tzoras, so then we don't read Vachal, we understand, because all these Taneisim are because of tshuva, not because of tzoras. But how about the other Roshim in the Mechaber and Simen Tov Kuf Samach Vov? The answer is, so the Mogen Avraham points out that even the Roshim, the Mogen Avraham and Simen Tov Kuf Samach Vov points out that even the Roshim that in the Mechaber that says that we do read Vaychal when in a times that is on the basis of Tshuva, not our Torah. So it's only if he's mastering the times at his atchovim. Mashein came these times of aseres in mitzvah. We are not even mastering the times at his atchovim, and we fast only till tlagamilche and tzam even after milchedere. So then, according to everybody, we cannot read vaychal in the shliach tzibur. We cannot say aneinu b'gelerei. That's why the Ramo says, as in the Vaposhut, when killing them by Chalak, you have Rosh Hashanah that is universally observed as a Tones. In view of the fact that we are not mashing in the Tones, so in Meile there is no Vaychal. In Chod Rismile there of Rosh Hashanah, Yechirim Leachet. So who is allowed? Those whom the Balbriz, the Balabais, was mazmin to the Sude. So he can eat. The Rabbi Neagim Leachet there of Rosh Hashanah, Kedem Alis HaShachar. Mishum chukis ha'amim, because the Nochri, so they have a practice that and the Erev Chagayim, so they fast. So in order that it should not be like chukis ha'goyim, so samanei Erev Rosh Hashanah to eat before dawn. So then it's not like the chukis ha'goyim, because they don't get up early and eat before dawn. Now the halacha is mentioned that on all the taniyos, even though you don't have to fast the night before, just the day, but if he went to sleep and then he got up, he woke up, let's say in the middle of the night, 4 o'clock in the morning, before dawn, 3 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning, before dawn, after he went to sleep, so he's not allowed to eat unless before he goes to sleep he stipulates that he should be able to eat in case he gets up before dawn. Now, but here, even if he didn't stipulate, why? Because since the minhag is of many Jews to get up early before dawn, Erev Rosh Hashanah, and to eat, so it's considered as if each Jew stipulated. So Mimele, he's allowed to eat, even though he already slept. So he's allowed to eat Kedem Alis HaShachar. So the Rabbi Neyag Melechad Rosh Hashanah Kedem Alis HaShachar, Mishel Kutus Ha'amin, Shere Neyag Nisani Dov Hagir, ויחילים לאחר ולתנאי אחר שחיל נוער.
We up to Simon Toch Kuf Kayaret, Siv Gimut. A lately now playing the Erev Rosh Hashanah Bitsiro. Like every other Erev Yomtev. So there is no Tachnu. So Erev Rosh Hashanah is Yom Tov, like any other Yom Tov. So Erev Rosh Hashanah in the morning, so you don't say Tachnu. Erev Shabbos only at Mincha you don't say Tachnu. But Erev Shabbos, Shachris, you do say Tachnu. But Erev Yom Tov, even the morning at Shachris, you don't say Tachnu. Achal Bish and Eitrin are Pneyen Ba'ashmeres Bislichet. Now, the real meaning is to say Slichet before dawn. And years ago, so it was customary that most of the time they even finished the sliches before dawn. So in Meile, in the sliches, at the end of the sliches, you say Tachnu. So in the sliches, Erev Rosh Hashanah, so you do say Tachnu. Even if it happens that by that time he says the Tachnu, it's already after dawn, or even if it's after sunrise. Why? Because the ideal way was to say the Sliches before dawn. So Meile, it doesn't make any difference when he says it, the Sliches. Afo Pish and Ifa of Neim Bashmir and Sliches. So,
So they, because the ideal way would be to say it before dawn. So Meir, even if he says it after dawn and after sunrise, he still says, he still makes Meir in the Slichas, but not in the Tfilah Shachris. When taking the Erev Rosh Hashanah, in order to make a hepsek between the tears of the shoes of meaning, the Alma, and the tears of Chayv. Tears of Chayv. And even if the first day of Rosh Hashanah happens to be on Shabbos, so still the same thing. So Erev Rosh Hashanah on Friday, you are not the king. Mechapsim u'mistapchim b'erev Rosh Hashanah. That's a medrash. That even though Rosh Hashanah is in Adin, but it's a Yom Tov, that's one reason. So in Meire we have to be mechabes and to be mistapchim erev Rosh Hashanah. In the same way as we do it every other erev Yom Tov. And then there is another reason. To show our bitachon, the Rebbeinu Shalom, that even though it's Yom Adin, we are still confident that everything will be retained. V'yeish le'yagim mitri d'arav rashono mishem kyar. If you know that from Rosh Hashanah, it should be in Torah. V'yeish le'keimeis, ne'yagim le'yrei chalakvoreis, ul'har b'shom b'tchineis, v'neis li'ins dokalani. Now, the mokei for this minig is the Gemara in Tainis. The Gemara in Tainis says that when Bezdin was gezeir, the Tainis halakvoreis, so yeitzim b'sakvoreis. And there are two times are mentioned in the Gemara. One Ameira mentions that the time is in order to instill Achnoi. When someone is into the Sakores, he sees what the end of Nem is. Moenish kisiskereno. So that is conducive to humiliation, to humility, to meekness. And that's one time. Another Ameira gives a time in order that the Mesim should be Bakish Rachmin Olein. Now, so Gemara says, Maimach Kemine, if the Tam is for the purpose of instilling humility and weakness, so he can do it by visiting a Bisakvore Shalakum also. The same purpose will be accomplished. But if the purpose is in order that the Mesim should be Bakish Rachmin Olein, so he has to visit Kibrei Tzadikim, so Mimele, only Kibrei Yisrael. Now the Rambam, in the Chastayim, yes, he passes like the Mandoma, that the purpose is in order to instill humility in our hearts. And in Simen Tov Kufayinteres, the Mechaber and Ramo also passed like the Rambam. So in Simen Tov Kufayinteres, Sidgimu, Shevat Anir Yisraelu, Achash Mispaulim, Yeitzim Kolom Bebisakvorim, Shubeyatim Umishanim Shom. Kolema, Harei Atem Meisim, Kieilu, Ilu Yisashivu Nidarkecha. So it's like the Mandoma, where the purpose is to instill Achnoi and humiliation, and that is conducive to Tshuva. Without Achnoi and humility, there cannot be Tshuva. So it's like the other Mandoma. Ufizeh, so the Rambam says, Imen Kibre Yisrael, However, some of the Nesikim, the Mogavrom, is in the top of, so he points out that some are machmir to do it according to the other time, in order that the Nesim should be vakish rachmim aleinu, especially Erev Rosh Hashanah. So that is the purpose. So there, many are makpid to go to visit Davke Kibri Tzadikim. However, the Beraitim in this Simen, he mentions the name of the Maril, that when he visits Kibri Tzadikim, so he's not allowed to address himself to the Tzadikim, because we're not allowed to direct our prayers to anyone other than the Rebbeinu Shalom. And because of that, the Gros says that one is not allowed to say in the Slichas, even though it's written in the Slichas that way. When Malachi Rachamim Yishor Se'emiyeh Yichalu Mopnei Keir. But instead, you can say Malachi Rachamim Yishor Se'emiyeh Yichalu Mopnei Keir. Yichalu Mopnei Keir means, if you say Yichalu Mopnei Keir, that you're not allowed to say. So then it means you direct yourself, you address yourself to the Malachim. You're not allowed to address any requests, any bakoshes to anyone other than the Rebbeinu Shalom. According to the Rambam, Pirush HaMishnah in Sanhedrin, it comes within the Issa of Agadizot, not to be mispalit to a Malach or to anyone other than the Rebbeinu Shalom. But if you say Malach Rachamim Shos Elgin Yichalun Onoch Nekeru, then it means you are directly addressing yourself to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and you ask your Mivakesh of the Rebbeinu Shalom that the Rebbeinu Shalom should make the Malachi Ashores, that they should breed an Arba. That is Muta. So this is what the Maril says. The Birhetik mentions the notion of the Maril. He should not direct himself, address himself to the Mesi. Achivakesh ne'ashem yizborach, sheyitein olov rachamim, bizchus ha-tzadikim shechnofo. This is what Gemara means in Tainish. Mivakesh rachamim. In other words, he should be mivakesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should, that the Rebbeinu Shalom should take notice of the Maisi Tevi, of the Oves, of the Tzadiki, Mimele, so we'll get the Yeshua. So this is what the Ramon means. V'yesh nikeneis, neyagim leilech halakvoreis, ulahar b'ishom b'tchineis. So, as the Mogadron points out in Simen Tov Kufayites, that lahar b'ishom b'tchineis, that's not proper in the cemetery of a Yehovah. That's only in Havisham Mitchineis, so the proper place is in the Sakwaris of Israel, where the Tzadikim, Sheikh Yofo. So, even though in Simen Tov Kufayites he passed that the primary purpose of visiting the Bisakwaris is to instill humility. And that can be done even in the Sakwaris of every Chovim. But especially before Rosh Hashanah, so there we are interested also that we should get ensured in the schools of the Maizim of the Tzadikim of the others. So this is what it means. So Harbishon B'tchileis V'neis Nizmokalanim, because in order to get ensured in the schools, because of schools, because of the Maizim of our others, so there must be some sort of correspondence between our behavior and the behavior pattern of the Tzadikim of the others. So that's why he says, V'neisim zdokolani. Because then it's very likely that you will not write certain parts of the Stam, you will not write it Mishmo. So if one letter is missing in the film, so it's possible. And the same thing there is the SRAs. And even the SR does not consist in anything that might change the word. But just the Hosea, yes, sometimes it's a mole, the same word is sometimes a mole, sometimes a Hosea. And he happens to be a Hosea. And the same for object is a mole, so it's possible. Now, if the Yeser Ace is comes together with the other letters of the table, then everybody agrees that it's possible. But suppose there is a Yeser Ace, a next clause, that is between one sheet and another, between one table and another, or let's say on the margin, so that it will not be read as part of a certain table. So the Mashal says that even in such a case, it is possible. The Nibirute is making. Now the Shara Flying passed this like the Mashal, that even if it is not, if it doesn't come together with other ACS as part of a table, but it is between one sheet and another, or let's say on the margin, so it's also possible. בכל יהיה ברוכה ועתור, וגם שור בכל יהיה, אם צמא ניחם איסון, מבורכים בכל יהיה ברוכה ועתור, וגם שור בכל יהיה מרוי מצווה ספיר, ונמצו אלה שעשיים כבר מרוב, לא חיים צורך לי ישמעית ירי שמיים, בכל יהיה דבר השם, המססים מכסיבה, תפיר ומסיכון. Amen.
We are up to Simon Top Kuf Teves. The Yud Yimei Tshuve, Eimer HaMelech HaKodesh,
Hamelech HaMishpat. So in Aseres Yimitshuve, there is a change in the chsime of two broches. In the broch of Kedusha, so instead of Akil HaKodesh, we say Hamelech HaKodesh, and instead of Melech Yivzdoko HaMishpat, we say Hamelech HaMishpat. That's a Gemara in broches. Vimto Oishu Misupok. Imu be'amelech hakodesh chizal reish, because that's the aloha that the gimel rishenes, the first three broches, are considered like one broche. So meile, if he be emtzoyes one.